The trophy has been handed out, and we have our winner, the USA Patriots, over the defending back-to-back-to-back state champions, the Flint Beecher Bucks. Oh my, oh my, how redemption tastes so sweet. 59-55, your final score from Burton Atherton. A regional championship for the USA Patriots to improve to 25-0 on the season. And they take out the Flint Beecher Bucks. This is 1980 Lake Placid, Team USA over the Soviet Union all over again. They had one chance to beat them, and they did exactly what they had to do. A game that saw seven ties and four lead changes. All were rich in the second half. USA came out and was leading by 2 points right away, 5:38 left in the first quarter, and it wasn't until the 3:18 mark that Flint Beecher got on the board. After that, it was a back and forth ball game. USA got out to a 13-point lead with 5.5 to play in the third quarter, 31-18. And then Beecher stormed right back and tied the ball game up. In fact, even took the lead with 30 seconds left in the third quarter, 39-38, and then again 40-38, yes indeed, with 6:39 left in the fourth quarter. From there, USA got back to basics and took out the Flint Beecher Bucks. Here, John, we got our buddy here from Monday. We got to know some of the fellow Flint Beecher Bucks on Monday as we were tearing down, as they played KPAC. Wonderful individual. And he couldn't believe it, just shaking his head. 59-55, I can't say that score enough, John. Let's take you through our leading scorers here. Of course, the junior, sharpshooting guard, Tyler Heckroth with 21 points. Behind him, fittingly, the senior, point guard, Hunter Bone, the man who loves to pass more than shoot. Hunter Bone with 13 points. Two field goals, 9 for 10 from the free throw line for 13 points. The other senior on squad for 4 years, Isaiah Williamson, with a double-double with 10 rebounds, 13 points. Isaiah Williamson. Zach Fritz, the senior, couldn't keep Beecher off their backs, 8 points. And Micah Kramer with 4, an early 3 and 1 for 2 from the free throw line for USA. Let's take you through Flint Beach before we get to our scoring. Leading that way was Ernest Sanders, the sophomore, with 16 points. Jalen Terry, the other sophomore, with 15. Dominic Williams at 12. Latrice King at 10. And Kenyon Minifold with 2 points. That's it. Flint Beecher with 6 turnovers. USA with 10, but didn't matter when all said and done. They had a 4-point victory, despite 4 more turnovers. John Mooney shooting.
shooting is unbelievable. USA shot enough to beat them by four.
Wow.
Here it comes. Let's start off with the...
we going second Flint, half, or what are we doing here?
Flint Beecher Buccaneers second half. They were 16 for 32, 50%.
No,
I mean, that's
kidding.
Shooting the lights out. Considering they shot 28% in the first half, that gives you a grand total of 23 for 57. That's 40%. That's state championship numbers. So inside for the Beecher Bucks, they were 5 for 14. I'm sorry, they were 11 for 20.
Okay.
On the inside, 55%. 5 for 12 on the outside, 41%. I mean, they gave USA everything they could possibly give them.
All right, hang on. Say those numbers again here.
Again, 11 for 20 on the inside.
For the second half.
Yeah, second
okay.
half.
Yep.
5 for 12.
Yep.
In the on the outside, that's 41%.
Wow.
If you add them all up and everything for the first half, 16 for 34 on the inside, 47%. 7 for 23. 30%.
Wow.
I mean, this...
They were shooting very well.
Well, you know, the second half...
And they still lost.
Second half, 23 points in the third quarter, 16 points in the fourth quarter, and everything they threw up, USA answered. Now, USA did not have to take as many shots, and I'll take you through that. In the entire second half, USA, 8 for 16. 16 shots in the entire second half. 50%. Grand totals, though, adding the first half and the second half together, 18 for 37, 48%. That's
wow.
amazing.
Both teams, 48 and 50%.
That's amazing. Inside for the USA Patriots, they were 5 for 11. Outside, 3 for 5, 60% when they needed them. Again, 5 for 11 was 45%. Added together with the first half, you have 11 for 21 on the inside. That's 52%. Outside, 7. 7 3-pointers for 16 times they're going to shoot them, 43%. It all comes down to the free throw shooting contest. It looks like the USA Patriots had 16 for 20, 80%, to 2 for 5 for the Beecher Bucks, which was 40%. And that game was won and lost on the free throw line right there, plus the 3-point shooting. And let's face it, Tyler Heckroth, he had 6 tonight, 6 triples. That really put USA in a good situation considering that they were struggling last Monday.
So despite Flint Beecher shooting 40% on the night, still fall to the USA Patriots for the 25th victory of the season for USA. Wow. Unbelievable. 48% for USA on the night, 40% for Flint Beecher on the night. That second half, both teams shooting 50% from the field.
I don't think anyone's going to want to come go home.
I don't think so. I think everyone went from having no thoughts for Burton Atherton and Burton in general to I think everyone in the Unionville Sebring area is going to absolutely love Burton from here forward.
This is
for
the
just
place.
Good memories. All right, we're going to try and track down Mark Gainforth at some point here. Stick with us. We're going to have an extended postgame show here now because of the circumstances, obviously. USA 59, Flint Beecher 55. USA, your regional champs for the first time since 2005. The last time they did that, they got all the way to the state finals. Right here on the WLW Sports Network, hang tight. We'll be back after this.
From Harbor Beach and Port Sanilac to Bay City and beyond, people head for more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring for fair deals, a great in-stock selection of brand-new and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and service before, during, and after the sale in the more tradition. You get top trade-in allowances from experienced creative sales reps who work hard to help you upgrade your transportation with the least possible financial pain. Their knowledgeable service department has the most up-to-date diagnostic equipment and training to find and remedy complex electronic problems that often defy discovery but stop your car and other mechanics in their tracks. Their body shop can handle any make or model you bring in, and they constantly strive for better than factory new results. So for new or used, repair or replace, get your new Chevrolet and find new roads at more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com.
What do these names mean to you? Doctors Lori Hanselman, Paul Scadden, Scott